What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, June 28th, 2016, getting into the week here. Last week of June coming up on the 4th of July holiday. Very busy news day. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of quick program notes. Tomorrow in our third hour, Patrick Knowlton, witness to the Vince Foster affair, will be our guest, talking not only about what he saw, but about the incredible amounts of harassment he went through in trying to tell the truth, which conflicted with the official story. Obviously, the big headline story right now, there's been a twin bombing at Istanbul's Atatürk Airport. Dozens injured, 10 dead. And how lucky for Hillary Clinton. You know, now the media's got something to report on that isn't that report on Benghazi. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show, however. And, of course, we're waiting now to see just who's going to get framed for this one, whether it's going to be ISIS or the Kurds, or they're going to come on out and say, well, the Kurds and ISIS are now working together, which conflicts with the U.S. agenda for the region. But at this point, all the various propaganda agendas seem to be colliding with each other. When you look at the foreign policy that's going on in all these Western nations, it reminds me of those bumper cars at the amusement parks. Everybody's just driving around colliding with each other and not really making a whole heck of a lot of progress. All right, we are continuing to see the aftermath of the Brexit. Nigel Farage got his day of glory and gloat, got up and made a speech before the EU Parliament saying, when I came here 17 years ago to get Great Britain to leave the European Union, you laughed. You're not laughing now. And he's absolutely, absolutely right. Now, Jeremy Corbyn has lost a no-confidence vote, 172 to 40. I mean, that's a hammering. But he's refusing to step down as leader of the Labour Party, despite this vote and a wave of resignations from his front bench. It's all coming apart, but he's not going to give up. He's going to find some way to get Britain to stay with the European Union. And this is not over. Brexit is not over. All of these money junkies have spent decades and invested billions and trillions to build this giant banker cage for all of the human race, and they're not going to let a little thing like the will of the voters get in their way. And already there is supposedly, we are being told, a Keep Corbyn grassroots protest springing up on social media. But we know how much social media can be used. It can be faked, hoaxed. A lot of that going on. We're going to be talking about that a little bit further in the show as well. Now, pressure is building on Jean-Claude Juncker to resign as president of the European Commission following the Brexit, with the Czech Republic leading calls for him to change the habits of the executive after the Brexit referendum. There is absolutely no question that the European Commission created this crisis with their abuse of all the member nations, the flood of absolutely trivial laws being put all across the European Union. And remember, the EU was supposed to be this free trade zone across all of Europe. And Bill Still actually had a good comment about that. These free trade agreements, if they're really about free trade, why does there need to be an agreement? Just everybody trade. And both with the EU and TPP and TTIP, these are not free trade agreements. They're very restrictive to rig the system in favor of the large corporations and the money junkies. So a lot of pressure on Juncker to step down. And over in Germany, Die Welt, which is Germany's third largest newspaper, is out there saying Angela Merkel needs to step down. She's turned into the European Union's gravedigger. Now, Merkel is slamming on the brakes on Brexit. Brussels going the other way. Brussels is saying, look, get out now. And Merkel is saying, no. It's going to take 2 years for all these agreements and memos to finalize Britain's exit. It's going to take 2 years. Actually, I have a faster way to do it. We quit. And that's it. That's the end of it. But Merkel is out there trying to find some way to stall and stall and stall and find some way of getting Great Britain back in the European Union. The German president, Joachim Gauck, was booed and attacked by people at a celebration of the 116th German Hiking Day in Sebnitz, Saxony. People were shouting at him, "Traitor, get out. We don't want Stasi pigs. We are the people." Apparently some of the bystanders actually spit on him, and it degenerated to the situation where the police had to get out the pepper spray. Remember what I said before? This push to create a single global government underneath a global private central bank has created a political climate conducive to a global revolution. Everywhere, all at once. Now, the European Union is throwing a tantrum. And some of their behavior, that almost seemed like a five-year-old. Okay, now we're rejoining our on-air affiliates. They're hooking up with us right now. We're talking about the aftermath of the Brexit. We were talking about the bombing at Istanbul. We'll get back to some of that a little bit later in the show. But right now, the EU is dropping hints. They may stop using English as the trans-European language just to show Great Britain their displeasure. Now, that's really kind of symbolic, because I remember when I was in Europe back in the 1980s, everybody was multilingual. The British spoke excellent French. The Italians spoke excellent English. Everybody speaks all the languages. So it's really not going to have any real effect. It's just a way of the EU rolling around on the floor, kicking and screaming and saying, "You don't love me anymore." And we are seeing more and more indications of member nations of the EU scrambling to get out. Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, France are all calling for referendums on their membership. And apparently the numbers are climbing. It's now up to 8, possibly 9. Austrian far-right figure warns of Oxit vote within a year. And now even Slovakia is stepping up. Their anti-immigrant party, which has got a huge amount of support because of the way the immigrants have been behaving, they're calling for a referendum. It's all falling apart. Well, this does not sit well with the tyrants and the dictators. And over in Germany, they basically released a statement. One of their politicians came on out and said, "We won't let anyone take Europe from us." What an arrogant, arrogant, arrogant comment. If you're going to make comments like that, at least have the decency to wear a swastika when you come on out with that kind of nonsense. "We're not going to let anyone take Europe away from us. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil." Now, Brussels is reacting to all these EU member nations saying, "We want out. The EU has been a raw deal. We've been abused. We've been plundered. We've been impoverished. We're going to exercise Article 50 of the European Union Charter." Brussels is now saying they're going to end that article. They're going to nullify it with that unelected EU commission. They're actually out there saying, "We're going to remove that. You know, it's not up to you. There will no longer be any right to vote to exit the European Union." That, I think, would really trigger a Europe-wide revolution when they come on out with that kind of nonsense here. And here is an absolute irony. Over in Ukraine, they're looking at the Brexit, and they're saying, "You know, we don't really want to be in the EU, after all." And that means that whole U.S.-backed coup and the subsequent war and suffering and death and hardship of the Ukrainian people was all for nothing. Because the U.S. started that because Ukraine's government didn't want to merge with the European Union. They wanted to have closer ties with Russia. So the U.S. goes in, overthrows the legitimate government, installs Poroshenko to say, "We're going to merge with the EU." And now Ukraine is saying, "You know, we've had a rethink on this. I'm not so sure." It was all for nothing. Now, something interesting came out of the Brexit vote. If you look at the breakdown, we're being told Scotland voted solidly in the Remain camp. And we have the leader of the Scottish National Party out there saying, we're going to have an independence referendum because we want to merge with the EU. And when that statement first came on out, I said, there may be something else going on here. They may be using merge with the EU to get support for a successful independence referendum. But actually, as it turns out, the Scottish National Party is Scotland's most Eurosceptic party. 29% of the voters backed Leave last week, which, by the way, does not match the official results. Another indication that the Remain people were trying to steal that election and they weren't able to overcome a 70-30 landslide. Ron Paul's come out with a very good comment saying, after the Brexit, can we exit a few things too? Maybe it's time to delink from all these globalist organizations. Maybe it's time to go back to national sovereignty and minding our own business. And he's absolutely right. When you look at the last 14 years of war, it's all been U.S. aggression against other countries to force them to run their nation for the benefit of American corporations. And it's not working. It's clearly on a path to total failure. But the globalists do not want to give up. The globalists hate the idea of national sovereignty. That's why they're out there saying Donald Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again, or America First, it's racist, it's intolerant, it's not with the program. We're all about building a global government. And by the way, there's a video that surfaced from 1984, produced by the World Federalist Association, which by its own admission, is one of the largest organizations promoting global government. And in this video, Hillary Rodham Clinton is out there endorsing global government. She's one of them. Hillary wants a single global government, no doubt with herself as Empress of the planet. But given the disaster of the European Union, do we really want a president willing to give away our national sovereignty to a global master? I don't think so. The EU proves this supranational government system doesn't work. And one of the worst mistakes they made setting up the EU was this built-in self-destruct device called the European Central Bank. Because that European Central Bank is the reason all of these nations in Europe are struggling with crippling, crushing debt, because that's what private central banks do. They create more debt than money with which to pay the debt, to enslave the nation and its people. And the EU showed that, especially in Greece. All right, so let's talk about the final report from the Benghazi Committee. And before I actually get into it, what was really interesting is last night, Hillary's campaign, Democratic PACs, and everything were flooding the internet with emails saying the Benghazi report clears Hillary Clinton. And apparently their agenda was for you to just accept it on face that the Benghazi report cleared Hillary Clinton and you wouldn't bother to read it yourself because you need to. It does not clear Hillary Clinton. In fact, it is very, very damaging to her. And the corporate media was reporting it this morning up until the airport in Istanbul blew up. How lucky for Hillary. But the report concludes, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama lied about that Benghazi video story at every turn because they were just 8 weeks before an election and they thought acknowledging it as a terror attack was going to lose them votes. They're basically saying, yeah, they were lying. Now, do you remember a lady named Patricia Smith? Patricia Smith was the mother of Sean Smith, who was killed at the consulate in Benghazi. Hillary Clinton told her on the phone it was a terror attack, had nothing to do with the video. Then they came out and said, oh, it was all about that video, which, by the way, was a trailer for a movie that turned out not even to exist. They took another really inexpensive movie, overdubbed it, and said, see, this is why they're, you know, nobody could have foreseen that this was coming. And then back in March, Patricia Smith went public saying, Hillary told me, even before they announced the video, that they knew it was a terror attack. And Hillary Clinton smeared Patricia Smith, a woman who lost her son at Benghazi, and Hillary went after her tooth and claw. So anybody out there saying that Hillary Clinton is a champion of women, you take a look at the number she did on Patricia Smith to aggravate her suffering from having lost her son by turning around and smearing her on national TV. And the House report is saying, yeah, Obama and Hillary were lying about that video. And I hope Patricia Smith is feeling vindicated because she deserves it. And there's even more in there, in this report. It shows that no military were ordered to intervene in a timely manner. One of the groups that was ready to go literally sat on the ground for hours and hours. They changed in and out of their combat outfits no less than four times, waiting for the go code. The only units that did intervene were those who basically went on their own. They self-deployed. Said, I'm not waiting for somebody in Washington, D.C. These are our people being killed. And basically, Trey Gowdy was saying, no military units could have gotten to Benghazi in time because none were sent. They didn't send any forces until the last two Americans were killed 8 hours after the attacks began. For 8 hours, they sat there and let it happen. Representative Mike Pompeo basically had a statement saying, we expect our governments to make every effort to save the lives of Americans who serve in harm's way. That did not happen in Benghazi. Politics were put ahead of the lives of Americans, and while the administration had made excuses and blamed the challenges posed by time and distance, the truth is they did not try. For whatever reason, those four in Benghazi were sacrificed to some political agenda. So don't believe all these Democratic mass emailings out there saying the report clears Hillary Clinton. It does not. Now, the House Democrats are out there saying, oh, it's a vast right-wing conspiracy. They just hate Hillary because she's a woman, blah, blah, blah. And trying to prove that the Benghazi committee was basically on a fishing expedition for anything that could be used to harm Clinton. And to try and prove their point, they released a copy of some information to say, see, this had nothing to do with Benghazi and Libya. They're just out there fishing for bad things. Inadvertently, they released confirmation of a huge cash payment to Sidney Blumenthal. And there's no reason for that to have happened. It looks like a payoff for something, for services rendered. Meanwhile, as we reported yesterday, the White House is refusing to have Obama answer questions about Benghazi. And they're out there saying this is completely inappropriate and it's a partisan attempt to frame the White House as uncooperative. Newsflash, the White House isn't cooperating, are they? That committee doesn't need to make the White House look bad. The White House is doing a bang-up job all on their own of not cooperating. Most transparent administration in history. I don't think so. Okay, we're coming up here on our first commercial break. When we come on back, getting into the political campaigns, the race, who's going to be vice president in both camps. So we'll be talking about that as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're getting into the phase of the campaign season where the presumptive nominees are starting to vet potential vice presidents. And you've probably noticed that Elizabeth Warren is spending an awful lot of time out on the campaign trail with Hillary Clinton, even though a lot of Hillary's backers are very uncomfortable with Elizabeth Warren's populist views. And MSNBC had a video out there about Warren speaking and Hillary Clinton standing there and pretending not to have a concern in the world. But it could backfire, because what we have here is something that's going to look like a gimmick with an all-female ticket. It's going to alienate some of Hillary's supporters. It's one thing to be out there saying, you know, it's time for a woman president. But to have a woman vice president, it does make it look like it's a gimmick. And I think people are going to see it that way. Okay. Now, the other day we were talking about this former United Nations official, John Ash, who died just before he was to face charges of corruption that would have involved a known Clinton bagman from way back in the 1996 ChinaGate scandal. And what's really getting interesting is apparently there were two different reports of the cause of death. The first reports were saying he died of a heart attack. Then they came on out and said that he had crushed his own throat with a barbell in a fitness accident. But a lot of people are out there saying this is just too suspicious. Political Insider is saying, could this be Hillary Clinton silencing people who know too much? Yeah. Is that like a trick question? Now, earlier today, I was putting out some of my graphics for Donald Trump, and I went over to Twitter. And as you know, he's got this little handle, The Real Donald Trump, where people can go and post and read. But when I went to post to Donald Trump's Twitter feed, that little pull-down menu with all these suggestions had a huge number of variations of The Real Donald Trump. They've all got his picture on them. Somebody's trying to hijack Donald Trump's Twitter feed. If you click on the wrong one, you'll be in a channel that doesn't really come from the Trump campaign, at which point they can start posting all kinds of things about, a woman's places in the home and, anything to make Donald Trump look bad. So the other side is definitely, definitely playing dirty, and they're trying to hijack social media in order to pour out their anti-Donald Trump propaganda. Now, over at We Are Change, they have a petition, and it's a good one. They are requesting emergency assistance from the United Nations to monitor what's left of our election season. As you know, there have been massive fraud, voter disenfranchisement, voter suppression, outright fakery. There are lawsuits in Ohio, too, in California, over the way the Democratic primaries were being handled. And we do need to have international observers on this coming election, because right now the American people are losing all confidence in our voting system. And without that image of a trustworthy voting system that gives us some control over our government, then the American people are just going to say, this is nonsense. I didn't vote for this government. I'm not going to do what they say. I'm not going to pay their bills. I'm not going to sacrifice my children in their wars. It's a complete fraudulent government. And what we learned from Brexit is if there is a landslide vote, you can overcome the election fraud. So when you are getting ready to vote in November and it looks like Donald Trump is a little ahead, that's not enough. He has to be so far ahead of Hillary Clinton that trying to reverse it through election fraud is going to call attention to itself, at which point it'll be flaming torches and pitchfork time. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party meet, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the Hillary camp is trying to revive this idea that there was a lawsuit filed by a woman claiming that she was a sex slave for Donald Trump when she was 12 or 13 years old. And I don't know why they're bringing it back, because the original court documents, the address given for the plaintiff is a boarded up building. And the phone number given was disconnected. Had previously belonged to a dentist, and they're still trying to breathe life back into this one here. Now then, getting on to the war zones. Okay, we're looking at this story that came out of Blacklisted News. The Saudis are lobbying Washington insiders to support the U.S.-led regime change in Syria. Now, this is going to be problematic. The Syrian army, supported by Russia, has all but taken back Syria from these U.S.-backed terrorist groups. The only way they can go on in and have a regime change is either an all-out ground invasion, which will bring us into conflict with Russia, or, as recommended by these 51, and you will pardon the expression, diplomats, who are advocating a decapitation strike on Assad himself. But they've been trying to regime change Syria for 5 years. It's not working out very well. And given the fact that the regime change in Ukraine has absolutely not accomplished anything at all, they don't want to be in the EU anymore. Maybe it's time to rethink this whole issue. Now, do you remember all this nonsense about how the U.S. was spending billions of dollars training the moderate rebels who would then take their weapons and join ISIS and Al-Qaeda? And so the Pentagon came out with a revised training program that cost $416 million and trained only 100 Syrian fighters to be forward spotters. $416 million. That's $4 million per... I have to get out the calculator. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. It's amazing. Now, the good news out of Iraq, the city of Fallujah is now firmly back in control of the legitimate government of Iraq. And what the Iraqis and the Syrians are both coming to understand is when the U.S. forces are present, they seem to get in the way. They seem to be protecting ISIS because ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and this was some of the information that came out of the email documents that Judicial Watch pried loose. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were covertly supplying ISIS and Al-Qaeda to use them to redraw the map of the Middle East, to get rid of Assad, and to carve out chunks of Syria, Iraq, and Turkey for a new Kurdistan. And that agenda is also failing. Now, Turkey and Israel have kissed and made up, and the people of Gaza are very, very upset because they're feeling betrayed. Part of the deal between Turkey and Israel is that Turkey grants immunity for those Israelis who gunned down these volunteers on the Mavi Marmara, including a young American. I mean, that's how firmly Israel is in control of the U.S. government. They can murder in cold blood, lying on the deck, under control. Shoot them in the head, and the U.S. government won't do a thing about it. It's just like when Israel attacked the USS Liberty. Tried to sink it, tried to frame Egypt for it. The plan all fell apart, and the first thing President Johnson thought, we've got to cover this up. We've got to protect our friend Israel. We've got to preserve Mount Israel. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of all the Israel firsters in this government. If they love Israel that much, they should move there. Run for the Knesset. We need Americans in the United States Congress and only Americans. People who will put America first, second, and third. Now, turning to the economy, we're starting to see the first casualty of the Brexit. Italy is preparing a 40 billion euro bank bailout. Everybody is scrambling to try and contain the damage. They're out there rigging the markets, intervening, creating tons of money out of thin air. They actually had a good day on the U.S. stock market, but it's all being rigged. It's not based on real economic principles of supply and demand and manufacturing products and growing agriculture. It's a numbers game. Now, where it's really going to get intense, the departure of Great Britain from the European Union means a reduction of 15% of the EU's funding. The EU is going to turn around and say, well, we just have to raise taxes on everybody else, which is only going to accelerate departures. And right now, with Britain stepping out, the only economy that's still doing well in the European Union is the German economy, and they're understrained. We're seeing an article from Investment Watch blog. The after effects of the Brexit could bring Deutsche Bank down. And they have been engaged in all kinds of nefarious business, LIBOR, all kinds of fraud that was going on, almost as bad as Lehman Brothers. The corporate media is finally acknowledging this surge of strange banker deaths and so-called suicides was being done to sever the chain of evidence between those who ordered the fraud and those who carried it out. Now, there's another article out here from LouRockwell.com, Death to All Zombies, and it's a tongue-in-cheek kind of a name here. And what he's talking about is the more complex a system is, the faster it falls apart when things go bad. And we know this global central banking model of all these private central banks linking together through derivatives, through various other means, has created one of the most complex systems in history. And when you look at all governments are doing to prop up these privately owned central banks, TARP, quantitative easing, bailouts, bail-ins, haircuts, Operation Twist Ponzi, it's a nightmare, and it is going to come apart. Now, remember I talked about that 11th marble? Okay, it's out there in space. It's grown to the size of the rock that killed off the dinosaurs, and it's headed this way. We're going to grab a phone call. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yes, I want to go back a little in history. I remember that the UK Parliament had a vote on an invasion of Syria, and it went against the meme, and it was decided not to invade, and that put the nail in the coffin of America's plans to invade that country for a while anyway, which allowed Russia to go in and firmly close that lid. But I think this 50 members of the diplomatic corps who are trying to circumvent that with a decapitation strike may also find themselves in deep now that the Russians are deploying all these anti-aircraft weapons systems. So we're looking at a different story. Now, Brexit. And we're hearing all these machinations, particularly out of Germany and Merkel and what have you, that peace in Die Welt really sort of put the lid on it, blaming her and her advocation of all this immigration for the one of the main reasons that Britain decided to say no, we're leaving, we're getting out. I think we dodged the bullet on that one.
Well, again, more and more people around Europe were realizing that whatever was going on in terms of the European Union agenda, it had little to do with what was best for Europe and the Europeans. And you had all these statements coming on out saying how whites have to be made a minority and we've got to blend all these people together. And it provoked a negative reaction, and not too surprisingly, I might add.
Well, I did rather enjoy reading that letter that was sent in where it began, please, please, please don't take any notion of this mainstream corporate media because it's nonsense. And I think it ended with whoever wrote the email saying, you know, he or she has never been so proud of Britain to go against this meme and vote for freedom rather than enslavement. And I think that was absolutely spot on.
That's exactly what it was all about. And you need to remember, the European Union was sold to the Europeans as a free trade zone. That was it. We were going to open up the borders. We can trade. It's all going to be wonderful. And then the European Union Commission started saying, well, we're going to run everything from up here. No more curvy bananas. You're not allowed to kill and eat your pet horse. And all kinds of just nonsensical laws to basically justify grabbing more power and authority. You know, we must act to save pet horses. And it really got ridiculous, and the people of Europe began to realize all that had really happened is they had yet another layer of government imposed on them, grabbing their money. You know, you've got your town council, your county seat, the capital of your state. Then you had your national government, and above that, the EU. They're just piling on more and more layers of government until you finally reach a point where you've got 10 government bureaucrats for every one actual working citizen, and that is not a sustainable system.
Well, I also enjoyed Nigel Farage's return to the European Parliament.
Oh, I love that one, too. He has a right to gloat. He's got a right to gloat.
And what what I want to ask now of the European commissioners and Germany in particular is, are you having fun yet? Because the Ukraine is now dodging out of this European Union.
And what's really tragic about that is you look at how Ukraine has been devastated, especially over in the east. The people have gone hungry. They've lost their cultural treasures. The place has just been smashed to the point where I don't think the EU would want them anymore. The factories are all destroyed. The agricultural fields are all destroyed. Ukraine is hopelessly in debt. It's all downside. You'd have to be out of your mind to bring them into the European Union.
Well, I think just one more little tip, and it probably will come from Russia, I would think, where they just close down those gas and oil valves a little bit this coming winter, and I think the European Union is dead.
I think Putin could do it. I don't think he's going to do it. Putin is still acting like the adult in the room. He is trying as hard as he can to not allow the U.S. To escalate this war. I mean, they had a near miss with a U.S. warship. That came dangerously close to a Russian destroyer. And, of course, Russia's complaining, and what they're getting back from the Obama White House is, okay, you want to do something about it? Huh, Putin, you want to do something about it? Putin understands that from the U.S. government's point of view, the only thing that's going to save their economy, or at least distract from the coming crash, is a new hot world war. And he is not going to give that to the United States and these other Western countries. We're starting to see NATO is showing the strain. We've got all these European countries getting ready to leave the EU, and they're talking about leaving NATO as well because they recognize NATO is a U.S.-controlled army of invasion.
Well, I've looked at that as well, and it looks like that. Yeah, several countries are straining at the leash to escape from this European element of NATO. We know it's CIA and Washington controlled. But what really got me was this nonsense that just pleased me. I just smiled all day. Was the nonsense coming out of Volker? Not Volker. Sorry, Junkers. And now now everybody's saying Junkers must resign because it's your fault that Britain left.
Yeah, well, he's under pressure to resign now.
And everything seems to be in turmoil. And I just wonder how much it costs the U.S. taxpayer and the plunge protection scheme to push that stock market up today.
Well, we don't really know because the Federal Reserve does not allow any examination of its bookkeeping. They've got the official money that's created for in exchange for the Treasury bonds, but these discount windows where they're putting out money for the banks, nobody knows how much is going on out there. I've heard estimates as high as $40 trillion so far, all of which is considered a loan to the American people payable with future slave labor.
Well, I'm sure it's. I mean, the whole system. This Brexit vote seems to have caused a complete, a fragmentation in the whole central banking system, and they're not even acting together on this thing.
No, they're not. Everybody's looking out for their own interests. It's crumbling. There's no unity of direction. Everybody's just trying to protect their own particular pile of ink and paper. But again, private central banks are inherently unstable inventions because of the fact that by design they create more debt than money with which to pay the debt. They all come crashing down. The difference now is they could all come crashing down at the same time, and that will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the people of planet Earth to stand up and say, all right, we're going to restart the global economy, a public currency managed as a public utility, and no more private central banks ever, 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 ever. And the first person who stands up and says, you know, that Federal Reserve wasn't such a bad idea, let's just do another one of those, should be tarred, feathered, hanged, drawn, quartered, burned, and the ashes peed on by a rabid moose.
Well, I remember about 3 weeks ago, I mentioned on the program that wouldn't it be ironic if the nation where central banks were first created was the nation that was taking the first blow to bust it?
Yeah, that's a little bit of historical irony there. Although, I'm not sure private central banks began in Britain. I mean, they've been doing it for about 300 years. I thought it was up in up toward Norway someplace. I'll have to look into that. The thing is, most of the early history of private central banking is shrouded in secret because they knew it was a scam and they didn't want people to figure out just what was going on.
Well, anyway, I'm just sitting here chuckling to myself and looking at Germany and just thinking, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil.
Oh, that comment about we're not going to let anybody take Europe away from us. It's not yours to begin with. You know.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So, get out the swastikas.
I'm shoot off now, Michael. Thanks for having me on again.
All right. Well, thank you. We got to let you go anyway because we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Spirit will never die. not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on back to the Brexit, as you know, there was a petition for a second referendum that was actually set up before the Brexit vote, just in case. And a huge number of signatures came on in, but the Electoral Commission has said, after deleting all of the obviously fraudulent signatures, the petition fails. There will be no second referendum. What part of will of the people are you Remain people not getting? All right. Going to take a phone call. Andrew in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me, Michael?
I can hear you fine. You're on the air.
I was talking about this read about the U.S. have a new army.
Well, they've been talking about an EU army for quite some time. And it was another attack on the sovereignty of the member nations. And I know Juncker came on out yesterday and said something to the effect that, well, it exists today. I seriously, seriously doubt it. I think it's a bluff. But if there is an EU army, then we can count on the EU to respond to any nation invoking Article 50 of the European Union Charter by invading them. And I think it's highly unlikely, but we could actually see the EU invade Great Britain.
I was wondering about the stock market. I mean, like, the corporate media is, like, saying that the reason why the stock market is doing bad is because of Brexit, and they're saying, like, you should, like, pressure the people of UK, like, should remain in the EU. But, like, in my opinion, I think, like, in the long term, the UK will do better without the European Union.
Oh, of course. Everybody's going to do better without the European Union. It's this supranational governing body, and all it does is take money away from the European Union nations. They're living lives of wealth and privilege there, and they come on back with all these ridiculous laws and rules. And again, I want to go back to that wonderful quote from Bill Still. Okay, if it's a free trade agreement, and it's really free trade, why do we need an agreement? Why does Europe need a European Union to trade across their own borders? And again, the EU as it is today has evolved into an absolutely tyrannical ruler over Europe. And now, of course, they're talking about rushing through the European superstate, where all of the individual countries like France and Italy and so forth are going to be reduced to the same level as Delaware and Pennsylvania and South Dakota in this country. And that's really what they're trying to do. And then you hear them coming on out and saying, well, the EU Commission, which is unelected, is simply going to erase Article 50. So nobody else is ever going to be allowed to vote to leave the Union. I mean, it's a grasp at dictatorship and rather obvious, heavy-handed one, too.
My last thing, and I'll leave you alone, is it's kind of messed up how, like, the brainwashing of people in the UK are coming out and saying, like, basically just...
All over the European Union schools, it's constant propagandizing. EU, forget about the country you're in, forget about your history, forget about your ethnic and cultural heritage. Just think EU, stars on a blue field. That's it. I mean, we even have a video about that, linked to what really happened. Thank you for the phone call, Andrew. We'll be back after our top of the hour station identification.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.